Shir Samach Zayin in Nido, Ches Cheshvan Heitav Shemem Gimel, October 25th, 1982, on Monday.
We have to go over the Taz. It's a very long, complicated Taz, and it's based upon the Gemara in Nido. I don't remember whether we learned the Gemara in the summer or not. It's based upon the Gemara. Now, here the Mechaber says now, the Taz, Sifmen Bibu, it's a very confusing Taz. Very confusing. So, it's based upon Sifchov Zayin in the Mechaber. In Posco Gibo Aiden's Bainis, Shahid Sadiqi, the Luaso in the Cheshis the best of the Akhwal, the Hosel the Kabus, but Hosel Lilies, the Eason Aidenis, the Eason Aidenis, Shoiso Mudo, Lilies Ben Cheshis, Achetaza with the Venu Gibu Pomi, the Pishay of Asdomi, the Gale Shedomi Morishin in Mikroy, Roaso Gibo Lies and Gibo Aidenis in the Hoponis, שלא יפיך סובו לנסירו, נסגר לשדיר מקורי שלי מסירידומי מראשים ובסת. לפיך אחרי הראשינו שממנו יסחילו לדלי, מסדר פס נגימו ריאס אחריץ, ונמציא דלת ריאס נגימו אפלו בבני המצד וקולצד. אבל מפיך סובו לנסירו של הוי הריאס וחבון איס, עוז היא אפשר לראשינו שמצטרי, ועד שפיר את דלת ריאס וחבון איס, אין יקיבס בסת לאפלוץ. So in other words, so the din mentioned is this, briefly, in other words, in regard to an adult woman too. So if an adult woman will have a cessation of flow for 3 Amos Bainis for 90 days, so then the halacha is that she's the Veset Kavua is spoken. The Veset Kavua. If, let's say, an adult woman, so, was Kibasi Veset, and then, for 90 days, so she didn't see any doubt. So then the Veset Kavua is spoken. But, in regard to an adolescent woman, even though the Veset Kavua is Nifka, becomes Goto, as a result of a Hefsek of Tzadikei, but suppose after the tzadikim, she'll have one rie in accordance with the original vessel, so then it is revived. The original vessel is revived. She doesn't have to start from scratch. Mashiach got the Dinekis. Even though the Dinekis already established the vessel, she had 3 years in accordance with a certain pattern. And then she had a cessation of the flow for 90 days, so even though, so that is mivakel the vessel by the Nekis, is mivakel the vessel completely, and even if she'll have a rear in accordance with a certain pattern, so it will not revive the original vessel, but you'll have to start from scratch. This is what we say. Say, Kishor Vestas, even though she can be Kivasi Vestas Kishor Noshi, Bishon Shri is Kishor Vestas, Uva Bob Vesta Flores, Elishi Shepherds Benoidelo, Shabo Kishi Huzi Koreo, Vikoko Vestas, in Bosco Kimuin is Benish in Tani Kay, Viluaso, in Hisheshes, Vivesset to Echot Klau, Vihosoli Kabuso, Vafu Hosoli is Benson in the Shades of Milo, even though we shall have a Rie, one Rie Sakhidish, in accordance with the Vesta Hedish. and then all shall have 2 years in accordance with the pattern of the Vesta Saplogia that she had before the Hepsek of Tzadikei. So it's not true. That's the meaning. All right. So, Sif Mem Gimel in the task. It's very confusing, this task. V'afilu chotro v'yiriz v'yisu. Ha'klau boze, v'chim v'shim v'siko, v'shom v'shem v'yiz, holach v'yiv v'sitor v'yishu v'gamre. U'chilu hi adayu v'yua asom eilo. U'tzricho v'chodosh. She stopped. She has to start from scratch again. U'tzricho v'chodosh, shom v'yishu v'yishu v'atchilo. She'o zuhu v'yiko v'yiridam. ואפילו אם תפסיק שני מספיטר זה ומתירה גמרי נעיץ ויאמרים לנו שחוזרו גם עכשיו יקדמו סוף ותצטור גמרי יעץ אחר הפסוק השנייה זה הנה וכול היו אמרים לו אלו ריאו רישינו שאחר הפסוק רישינו מרזיק לו מסלו ויעץ ויעץ ומוזקס כשתירה אוי בייסבורי יהיה אלה שיהיו וממילא יהיו כאן שני דרוכים בגימורי שאחר הפסוק משינו אם הם מדרך שאפשר שתקווה לא בסת דהיינו שיהיו מכבוד מילים לדוע גיפונים אוי באפלוגה בפונים מורי או שלאחר הפסוק עוסקו בו לבסת כשונושי ויש לו בסת ויש לו בסת אפלוגה אפילו בשתי פונים אחרי יום שאינו שאחר הפסוק אליהם שתירקד מצדיק מצדיק שתי פעמים עוז מצרים גם להכין שאורה הזו כאילו מהפסוק של מנסחילו לדלת נמצא שנלוקם דלת ריאת גבוה פלוגס ובוזה נראה לי אפילו לא ילבס את גבוה הכלל כאילו מהפסוק ולראו הזו פעם אחת כאילו מהפסוק כאילו שכאילו נחקים שורש פעמים מצדיק מצדיק כאילו לבס את הפלוגס מצדיק מצדיק מצד מצדי, וזה פושט. ואם מורי יש אחר הפסוקים בדרך שאפשר לעשות מבזת גבוה, כי אם שנורי יש מחלפונית בשופט, אז הקופונית מחנה שורשו גייס, שתהיה מוזקת בדם ואיזשו, ודינו כאישו שמבזת, ודינו מבואל סימן קופיזאי. So what did he say? He says that even though it is mentioned in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, that vis-a-vis the lakes. So if she, even though she had, she was kibbeya yibeset, through 3 years, but then she had a hefsek of tzadikei. So then that person becomes bottle, not to be revived again. And even if she has riyas again, she has to start from scratch. So we could say, now, that is mentioned explicitly. In the Torah, it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Torah says, Ruaso Gimul Ries, Migimulinis Mechibonis, Shalom Pirso Golo Yisiro, Nizgalo Shadil Kovichin Inis Lugdomi, Eloshino Veset, Lepicho Hrio Vishino Shemeno Yisrilo, Yisrilo Lidalik, Mistorefis Ligimul Ries Achenis, Vinizo, Dalit Ries, Gimul Aflog's name is Tatatari. אבל אם פרסו יסירו של רויו ריס מכוונס, עוז יהיה אפשר לבישי ניס להצטרים. ועד שתראה דלת ריס מכוונס, אם כיבה הבסת להפלוגס. So, on the surface, it would appear that according to the tour, according to the Shulchan Aruch, so, a kineikis who had the hepsek of Tzadik Yehi, so she can only establish a beset kavuah to free if she starts from scratch. And if, let's say, she establishes, let's say, she had the hefsek of tzadikei, and then she saw that after the hefsek of tzadikei, then another hefsek of tzadikei elapsed, and again she saw that. Then another hefsek of tzadikei elapsed, and again she saw that. So then she establishes a vessel of wow of seeing down every 90 days. But suppose she is Pirso in Siro, so then is Tur and Mechaber say explicitly that Abu Pirso in Siro, let's say, first she had a hefsek of Tzadik Yei and she saw that after 90 days. Then she had a hefsek of Tzadik Vesien and she again saw that. Then she had another hefsek of tzadikim yei, and she again sold out. Now, she couldn't establish a vessel to do because they just do the same deal. So first was 90 days, then was 92 days, and then was 93 days. If, let's say, the first was a hefsek of 90 days, then 91 days, then 92 days, then she would establish a vessel to do. But since first she had a VA after 90 days, and then she had a VA after 92 days, and then she had a VA after 93 days, not 94 days. So then she couldn't establish a vessel group. So she doesn't establish any vessel. So that is clear. But the Taz mentions one point, that even if the VAs are not mezubonim, so she doesn't establish a vessel kavua according to a certain pattern. But she does establish if she has three VAs. If she has three VS, even though it's Pirsov in Siro, so she establishes it as a chain of one. Because two, she is in the Lakes, and she is the Cheska to Slakes down. And even though she established it as a Kavua, but the fact that she had a Hefset of 90 days without down, so that is Nivatil the Beset Kavua. But if after the Hefset she has three VS, it doesn't matter whether she has the three VS in accordance with a certain definite fixed cycle pattern, or she has three VS not in accordance with a fixed cycle. But as long as she had three VS, so that shows that she is not in Zulekas Dam. If she is not in Zulekas Dam, so too she couldn't establish a Vesa Kavua. So she has a deen of a woman who has a Vesa Chayna Kavua. This is what he said. So now again, HaKlal was it, the Chidushi Psiko Bishol Shemis, Holach Leveset Ovisha Lidamba, Uchililu Hi Adayin Uwa Asameimu, Utsricho Mechodosh Shol Ishri Eskiva Tchilo. She has to start from scratch. She also Zuko Bilei Adam, Vafilu Im Tipsik Shemis, Vitalzi Yadu Itira Gimu Eireis, Vyakilu Shachozro, Tav Achsho Vitabuso. So, even she again had a hefsek and 90 days. So we do not say shechozro gam achshav v'kabuso v'titztor el gimul v'yeis achar ha'psok ha'shmiyo. Zeyne, v'kula ha'y v'amunon, elo rio v'sheino sh'achar ha'psok ha'v'sheino maskulo v'yeis murzekes ki shetire ein beis gomi yia eimi shiyu. So in other words, she had a hefsek of 90 days, she's the chesed of Gazdam. But then she has a v'yeh. So then she begins again, she has to begin from scratch. But she begins from scratch regardless how the three years take place. So Mele, Ime Niderech, so Shetime Oy Beis Bomi, Yiu Eima Sheyiu, Mele Yiu Kam Shnei Brochi, Begimu Yiyas, Shachar Apsok Yiu Sheyiu, Ime Niderech Shef, Shas Tikwa, Vese, Dai Yishiyu Mechokonim Beyim Yodua Gimu Pomi, Oy Bachlo Gal Bo Pomi, Imo Yiyas Shachar Apsok Yiyu, Oskomu Vese Kishomoshi, ויש לו יצפס אפלוגיה, אבל הוא בשני פעמים, אחר ומשינו, שאחר הפסוקה, דהיינו שתירה הכי, מצד ומצד עם שני פעמים, אז מצטר את דמיו. Suppose she has a hefsek of 90 days, and after 90 days she has a VA. Then she has again a hefsek of 90 days, and after 90 days she has a VA. Then again she has a hefsek a third time, a third hefsek of 90 days. And then again she has a 90 days, a VA. So then it proves that even the first hefsek was not really a bittul on her Beset Kavua, but it was the first step in the development, in the cultivation of a new Beset of Yericho Kyomim of 90 days removed apart. Zdaran Gabriel Rishinu Shavu Aso, Kingdom of Soke, Shemimeno. ואפילו בשני פעמים אחר דין ושני או שאחר הפסוקי. דהיים שתירה הכי מצד וצריך שני פעמים. עוז מסתר גם בלי אחרינו שרוע הסוקי גם הפסוקי שממנו נצחילו לדלי. In other words, if let's say, for 90 days, she didn't have any days down. And then, 90 days, she had a days down. 90 days later, she had a days down. So the male, and then, 90 days later, again a days down. So then we are mitzaring the first three that preceded the first hefsek of 90 days. Because that means that when she had the hefsek, the first hefsek of 90 days, she was really holding a vessel of 90 days removed, one from the other. So it was in the early after the loyal vessel of Wakwal, Kingdom of Soke, the Ruas of Amahas, Kingdom of Soke. Even, in other words, even in the teenagers, did not have any years down, but she had just one year. For the first time, she's a clown, and she, let's say, and she had a year, a year for the first time, and then 90 days no year, then after 90 days a year, and then 90 days later again a year, and then 90 days later again a year, even though she did not have a vessel to go out before the hefsek of 90 days. So she also establishes a vessel to go out every 90 days, that's the lower portion. So up to this point, no one is chemical with us. But from this point on, the Taz starts discussing the controversial. Now he says that even after the hefsek of 90 days, she does not sit down in accordance with the fixed pattern. So in other words, first she'll sit down after a hefsek of 90 days without down. Then there will be a hefsek of 92 days without down and she'll sit down. Then there will be a hefsek of 93 days without down and sit down. So you don't have any fixed pattern. So in this case, true, she cannot establish a vessel to work. But the fact that she had 3 years after a hefsek of 90 days shows what? That the woman is already the cheskas reyada. But she, all the years down, had a very long cycle. In other words, it's after a hefsek of 9 days. So then, what status will she have? In other words, it's mentioned in Siman Kuf Pizayin. Suppose a woman never has the period before the 25th day as of the previous period. But then, starting with the 25th day, she can have the period on the 25th day, she can have the period on the 26th day, she can have the period on the 27th day, she can have the period on the 28th day. So it's mentioned that what kind of status she has up to the 25th day, she has the same status like a woman who has a vessel of work. So she's a transfer by law. She doesn't have the heritage. She doesn't have the heritage because she has a clear not to have the period before the 25th day. So, up to the 25th day, she has the same status as a woman who has a vessel for one. Let's say, every 25th day. So she's with her survival up to the 25th day. But, starting from the 25th day, it can be any day. So then she has the status of a woman who has a vessel for one. So if a woman had a hefsek of 90 days without down, and then she had a year down. Then she again had a hefsek of 92 days without down, and she had a year down. Then she had a hefsek of 93 days without down, and she had a year down. So the melee, she certainly would tell us the bylaw for the first 90 days, because she does not have, so far, she does not have the period before the 90th day. But after that, she has the same status as a woman with a vessel change of what? A vessel change of what? And according to the Rishonim, we say that a woman who has a vessel change of what is, so requires a decade before every tashlish. So this woman too will require a decade before every tashlish. This is what he's saying. This is a portion. V-Morias. So up to this point, it's double portion. It's not even controversial. The controversial point begins here. V Vim hovi shahar apsoke. He be there. She if shalasis men besit bohua. He gave shay no gis. But when he shope, as a poponi mahana asho ishkilish, she tiye mozek is bidam, mei se shom. Vidino kimish o shay no besit. Vidino mi hoi asim en buk kizayin. ולא ידום אלה מה שקוסה בחשבו, הביאו בסיוסי דיבור המסל, ומה שקוסה, ואפילו חוזרו, דקטנו הסכמו אחרי שנפועה לבית שנפגוע, ורמלון הביאה בסיף חופכס, ומה שקוסה, עושה, ולא ידום אלה מה שקוסה בחשבו, הביאו בסיוסי, ואפילו חוזרו, דקטנו הסכמו אחרי שנפועה לבית שנפגוע, ורמלון הביאה בסיף חופכס, דהיינו שהוא לא עשו דיבופונים, ממילא אם הוא מוזק את סבידיו, מה שאיקים זו שאומרנו, שהוא עשו דיבופונים, ממילא אם הוא מוזק את סבידיו, ודא, אם הוא מוזק את סבידיו, ודא הדין אותי דיו. In other words, so you ask, no, this deal is not correct, it's not sound, because the tool mentions explicitly that if a woman sees, let's say, a ktano, who did not see damas yet, if she sees dam moments, so she's not a soul buyer, she does not have the fishes. So that's in regard to a ktano who has not seen dam yet, just one time. She saw dam one time, let's say, she's a ktano, and then for the first time she saw dam on the fifth of Nisan. So then she's not a soul buyer on the fifth of year. Mashiach came, if she will have 3 years, even though the 3 years do not take place in accordance with the fixed pattern, but as long as she had 3 years, so that means she is not the cheskas mishlekes dam anymore. If iktana, so dam just once, let's say on the fifth of Nisan, so she's not a soul of Bairo on the fifth of him. If they all, let's say, so down once and the fifth of Nisi, so she has so by law, Biteras, Vesachem, Bakua, and the fifth of here. But if Iktano, who just saw down once, she's not a soul by law. And let's say, suppose she saw down once, and then 20 days later she saw down again. Had she been in day law, so she would be a soul. Every 20th day, Biteras, Vesachem, Bakua. But by Iktano, until she establishes, she has 3 years, she is the cheskas mishlekes dam. So too, she saw dam once on the fifth of Nisan. So that's only an accident. Mikra da'omer. Mashiach came in the case where she has 3 years, even though the 3 years do not constitute a fixed pattern, but as long as she had already 3 years, so she is the cheskas, she is not the cheskas mishlekes dam anymore. This is what he said. This is the controversial point that the Taz expresses. So he says, "V'lo yidom lo mashkos v'rashbo yubes yosef, u'mashkos v'achozo diktamu yisein l'chi shi'kwa u'mesh shi'nivogua, v'ramo mivir v'sif chofres." Because haine, that rashbo and that ramo mean sh'lo asod gibu poni, mimeilo ha'inu v'chazdekes v'dam, mashayit kimzu sh'omaru, sh'lo asod gibu poni, mimeilo ha'inu v'chazdekes v'dam, Vada idina kigdeilo, she'ilo veset kogua. She'ilo veset kogua. So if a woman had, they have sex of 90 days without dam, then in the 90th day she saw dam. Then again she had the half sex of 92 days without dam. And the 92nd day she saw dam. Then she had the half sex of no dam. And then the 93rd day she saw dam. So the next time, when the 93rd day, as of this 93rd day, will arrive to the Asura by law. Because he or she already had 3 years. So it doesn't make any difference how closely apart they are, or how far removed the one is from the other. As long as she had 3 years, so she broke the Cheska Sinda. So melee, she has the same status as a woman who has a Vesesh in Kuwait. That's the controversial point. In the times, they said, "Mashiach kimzu shomaru shawasu kibu pomin mimeli umozeket midam vada mineket deyo sheyim shomres kavua uvitu shomaru shekosam kam mechisheshes achetalzer abu tivenu." So, So, people told him, Mashma Meloshet Shetikhenu, Didatke Shetina Derach Pius Veset, Pirtuyas Mechavones, Bichol Shein Yerar Zeh, Eim Chishes Esklau, Zeh Inei, El Hu Koy Adon Yuminei, Shoy Mabeset Kavua Tfimo, Al Zeh Omar Shein Chishes Leis Veset, Afilu Im Tzina Gimu Pohomi. So in other words, when he says, when he says, Eim Chishes Achetal Zeh, the third line here. So he says, So he doesn't mean that if the 3 years do not take place in accordance with the fixed pattern, so then she's not a soul of Bible. He means in order to have the halacha of the woman who has a blessed kavua. So only achetalzer v'tikven of gibul pomi. I mean, it's contrasted with an adolescent woman who also had a hepsi potzamikei. So then, if she has one rear in accordance with the original pattern, so it revives the old vessel. So exactly, we don't say that. But if after the hepsi she has 3 years, even though the 3 years do not constitute any. Fixed vessel, but the cheskas mishlekes dam was already broken. So mele, she's a soul of Bible. Biteiras, a woman who has a vessel changing of blood. But any alu koye al adilim ne, she will vessel to what kilo. Al zelama she will cheskas for his vessel. After you kill him from the hakein, she will be venom in the chuba and shall respond him. I will kill him, she will be vessel. Ubiteiras, a bai so. We go such a thing, and we should think that you will pardon me. So, in other words, the Mechabea uses Loshin, Achetalzer of the Tikvenu, you will pardon me. But the Rajbo doesn't use the Loshin, Achetalzer of the Tikvenu, you will pardon me. He says, Achetalzer of the Tirenu, you will pardon me. What does the term Tirenu, you will pardon me indicate? It doesn't have to be Tikvenu in accordance with the fixed pattern. As long as there are 3 years, so the cheskasim of dam is broken. El shetir yomam, v'hanik mish besad. Tira sabay yisol, v'chidim v'syotzim, v'dura masro lo shlaraj v'kosa v'zel v'sheinei, v'nikro par v'koro par v'sheinei. Now for that you have to look up the Gemara, that tese, and that view, otherwise you won't be able to understand it. Now, so there the bride said after some of the bays at the bottom says, Ton Rabbonon, Tinei Kishon Yidiyaz Manu Nireitz, Vihoas Opam Vishayin Odayo Shaito, Shri Odayo Shaito, Shri Shizare Yichol Anoshin, Umitam Ome Yisrael, Sumitkido Lipkide. Now, the Aloha is Rigabi Paras. I mean, this has no relevance. Rigabi Bayo, the union of Umitam Ome Yisrael. That only has relevance with that tax. There's a reason as to why the Mechaber and Ramon don't discuss this. But the halacha is that regarding tithes, if a woman has a real dam, and the rest of it, if she has a real dam, so then she's retiring all the tithes she has within the 24 hours prior to that real dam. Because we are afraid. With the answer, we don't have to be chesish. But with Ramon, we have to be chesish. Less, she get discharge from the mocking that came to place, let's say 5 hours ago, 10 hours ago, 12 hours ago, but it was retained in the Lizachitz. And then now it came out from the Lizachitz, it came outside of it. So, and the moment it was discharged from the mocking into the vaginal canal, even though it didn't come outside the group, so she becomes a needle. So we got tightness, we are Heshvan. So in other words, since we come to Mafreya, all the tithes she handled within the 24 hours prior to the meeting. So, but in a case, who has not seen Namas yet, and now she sees Nam for the first time, so she doesn't contaminate all the tithes she handled within the 24 hours prior, simply for the reason, because she was Becheskas Mishlekes Dam. Now she saw Dam. So, in a Kheshish, maybe the discharge took place 10 hours before. Now, so the price says, כדי כשהוא הגיע הזמן הולדס, והוא רואה סופר בשם לא נזדל אפשר, שזמת נתאמר להפריע, all the 20, all the time שהם the 24 hours before. שיהו די אפשר איתו, שזה סקד בין סורגן די אפשר. שלישיז, הרי כוכל הנושי, הוא נתאמר מישראל. Because then she already established to see God. ומקטיתו לכתיבי. עוד רולו שומשים, הצבירו עשו די אפשר. So suppose 9 days passed by without he was down, so that even though she had 3 years before the cessation of 9 days, so, but the vessel becomes bottle. So the neighbor, she is again because as a result of the hefset of 9 days. Now, suppose she has then again 9 days passed by, פעם ראשון, או סור יצא, או ראשון ראשון, נעים דייס יכולה לעשות דיים שי, וידוב ראשון ראשון יצא גן, וזה הפסק of 9 days without down, and she sees down, is again דיים שי. Then the third הפסק of 9 days, and again she sees down at first. וידוב ראשון ראשון יצא ראשון ראשון, סייפו חנוש, ומתאמי בישראל, סמכים לפקידה. כשהגיע הזמן הוא נראה, פעם ראשון דיים שי, בעצם נספק בגנאיקס. But in respect of the U.S. woman, so she has a little expand, she no die shaito, she on the time of the Israelis, and the pita of the pita. So these are the ultimate days we have, she has to have 3 days, but these are the women who is already, he has a little raise, so come the shame of the shaito, she no is already in time of the Israelis, and the pita of the pita, overall of show she is, vihoaso, die shaito, oh mama, overall of show she is, Dayo Shaito. So that is reference. Oma Marta, the day Kishu Diaz Manuelis, the Hoas of Shoish Woman, Rakaho Polo Shoishinis, the Hoas of Dayo Shaito. So that is reference to the ratio of the price. In other words, a Dinikis who had 3 years. So she became, she acquired the vessel of life. Then she had the Hepsic of 9 days. So again, that vessel became bottle absolute. And then, of all the shoreshings, and then after the hefsek of 9 days, she had the dams of Tayshai. Hodo kochazi beinis. Now the Gemara is mentioning a special case that is not discussed explicitly by the Brayse. The Brayse only discusses a case where a woman had 3 years down, and then she had the hefsek of Gemara's of 9 days without dam, so then that vessel is bought. And then, suppose she has a fierce dam after a hefsek of 9 days without dam, so is Dayo Shaito. She has again a hefsek of 9 days without fierce dam, and then she has a fierce dam, so it's again Dayo Shaito. A third time, so then she establishes already a vessel every 9 days, so it's entirely useless. Now the Gemara is asking the question. Suppose a woman, a teenager, had 3 years, but then she had a hefsek of Dimoyes, 9 days without her. Then on 90th day, she had a Riazdam. And then, 30 days later, she again had a Riazdam. 30 days later, Hodo Kochati Beis. Hodo Kochati Beis. 30 days later, she again had a Riazdam. Hodo Kochati Beis. Smart. Omar Abdil, Omar Ab, Pam Rishayno, Shiyo, Daya Shai. So in other words, Hodo Khazimis. So if let's say Pam Rishino, the first time she has a little down after a hefsek of 90 days, so it's Dayo Shaito. Suppose 30 days later she again has a little down. So it's again Dayo Shaito. Shishis in Tamil Israelis umkido pkide. Then Rapido discusses another situation. Viroaso. In other words, first, after we discussed the case where a woman, a teenager, had 3 years, but then she had the hefsek of 9 days without her. So the vessel was bought. Then she had a riazdam after 9 days without her. Then 30 days later, so she had again a riazdam. Again a riazdam. So it's Dayo Shaito. Then, Shlishis, a third year, in other words, 30 days later again, Shedon is down, so he's already in Tamil's race. Now Rabbi Yehuda discusses the case where Shehed, he has one hefsek of 90 days without that. And die down. And then Shehed is down. Then another hefsek of 90 days without down. And Shehed is down. And Shehed is down. And then 30 days later, after the Bia Shehed, after the second hefsek of 90 days, Shehed and the Bia. So he says, hold up, Chazi Beimis. What do you mean all the Chazi Beimis? He means times, 30 days. In other words, she told him, first she had a Bia after this. The second hefsek of 90 days, she had a Bia after one hefsek of 90 days. And then she had again a hefsek of 90 days, the second 90 days hefsek. She had a Bia, so it's like a Shaka. Then 30 days later, after the first Bia, after the second hefsek of 90 days, she again had a Bia. So, Hodo, Kochazi Bain is mine. So, according to the Taz, the way the Taz explains it, so that means, why do we distinguish between the real Rishi, the raw Beinis, Tamis, after the first hefsek? So then, the first three is Daishaito, the second three is Daishaito, when she Tamis reads, the third Riyah, after the first hefsek of 90 days, Mashiach came in to the Riyah's Inis, after the second hefsek of 90 days, so only the first Riyah after the second hefsek of 90 days, so is Dari Shaito. But the second Riyah of Inistanis, after the second hefsek of 90 days, so it's Mitanam Israelis. Why? Because which woman do we say that if she has a Riyas Dam, so she is Dari Shaito? If she is a woman who is the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. But if she is a woman in whom the Cheskas Mislekes Dam broke, terminated, then it's in Tamil Israelis. So the male, if let's say a woman, 1880s, who already had 3 years and established the Vesit Kavua, but after establishing the Vesit Kavua, so she had a hefsek of 90 days without doubt. So that was the battle of her Vesit Kavua. So maybe she is again the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So if she has one Riyah, then after the first hefsek of 90 days, so it's very shaita because she, that Riyah took place in a woman that is the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. Then 30 days later, she again has a Riyah's Dam. So, it's again Dari Shaito. Why? Because how many years did she have after the hefsek of 90 days? So she had the first 3 years after the first hefsek. The first 3 years after the first hefsek. Then 30 days later, she had the hefsek of 90 days put her in a certain category. What category? Cheskas Mislekes Dam. A woman who is devoid of love. Then, after 90 days hefsek, so she had a Riyas Dam. So that's the first Riyah. If in a woman who is the Cheskas Mislekes Dam, then 30 days later, she again has a Riyas Dam. So that's the second Riyah in a woman that was originally the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So it's still Dayashan. But then 30 days later again she has a Riyah. So she already had 3 years. So that breaks the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. Mimele, the third Riyah in any stance. We are dealing with a woman who has a hefsek of 90 days. Then, after the hefsek of 90 days, she had a Riyah's Dam. Then 30 days later, she had again a Riyah's Dam. Then 30 days later, she again had a Riyah's Dam. So, when the Cheskas Siluk Dam started to break, When did the process of breaking the Cheskas Siluk Dam commence? The first 3 years after the first hefsek of 90 days. So that was one day. 30 days later is the second day. 30 days later is the third day. So it's a very long time of these days. That's why Rav Gittel says Omer Abibu, Chodok o Chazi Beinis. After the first Hefsek of 90 days, she starts having the flow after in the stomachs, after 30 days. So, Omer Abibu, Omer Av, Pam, Rishaino, Ushni o Dai Shaito, Shni Shistam Yisraelis, because there are 3 years in 3 years that are undermining the Cheskas in the Dam. So in Meile, it's already in Tam Yisraelis. Then, the aid of all the ladies. Now the people start discussing another case. A woman who had 3 1980s, who had 3 years down, she established an asset of war, but then she had a cessation of flow for 90 days. So that put her into the category of the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. Then she had a rear. So that rear, that is the first rear, after the first Hefsek of 90 days, was the first rear that started to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So that's one rear. Then there was another Hefsek of 90 days, and then again a rear. On the 90th day, on the second 90th day, she had the rears down. So that's the second rear in the set of in the number of rears, in the series of rears that tend to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So it's still Dai Shai. So he says, "Hodok Hadavis, my Omer Rav Kane, Omer Rav Gidu, Omer Rav Pam Rishenu Dai Shaito, because the Pam Rishenu, the first rear after the second Hefsek of 90 days, is really the second rear." That is in the series of rears that tend to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. Which one was the first rear? Which one was the first rear that tends to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam? That was the first rear after the first Hefsek. And then again a Hefsek of 90 days. Then the first rear after the second Hefsek is the second rear that tends to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. But then 30 days later, she again has a rear down. So that's the third rear. So mainly, the second rear after the second Hefsek of 90 days is in effect the third rear in the series of rears that tend to undermine the Hefsek of 90 days. Because we count the first rear after the first Hefsek also among the rears, even though there is no fixed pattern. Because the second rear, we have 3 rears in the series of rears that tend to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So the first rear after the first Hefsek, so that rear took place after a flow of 90 days. Then the first rear after the second Hefsek also took place in accordance with the pattern of a flow of 90 days. Then the third rear, which was 30 days from the second rear or the first rear after the second Hefsek. So that's not the same pattern, that's 30 days. But altogether, even though they don't have one and the same akroge, we have 2 separate akroges. You see, the first rear was after a akroge of 90 days, the second rear was again after a akroge of 90 days, the third rear was after a flow of 30 days. But altogether, we have 3 rears that tend to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. So mainly, by the third rear, so it's already been time to race, because the Cheskas Mislekes Dam is already broken. This is how he explains it. That's how the Taz explains this law. All right, it makes very good sense. Now let's see. Oh, we take it as a bay, so. Eighth big one in the task. We take it as a bay, so, because I should take the end, and we should take a little bit. Vainik Mushikosu, we take it as a bay. Oh, who can be this Yosef, Ramas, the Russian Rajma, Kosa Mizel Shay. That's a quotation. We call a Pam Rishaino. In other words, when Rav Gidu says, no, not when the Braise says, not Rav Gidu, when the Braise says, the Braise says, oh, The Akshav, Yetzes, Gimul, Aplogeis, Shoveis, Mebneyen. So in other words, when the Braise talks, Ovo Moshon Mishenis, Vilasat Aishai, Veido Moshon Mishenis, Vilasat Aishai, Veido Moshon Mishenis, Vilasat Aishai, Veido Moshon Mishenis. So what is the Pam Mishenno? The Pam Mishenno means the first three, after I have to come 90 days. And Pamshio means the first three after the second hepsek of 90 days. And Pamshichis means the first three after the third hepsek of 90 days. So altogether, so we have Akhlo Bishovitz. In other words, three So altogether, so we have actually shown it. In other words, the Rashi's Roshi, who can actually be the Rashi's Rosh, who in can actually speak, who she applauds, who with the Kachkosa, Mire, Utrek, or Forage, the Rio, Risheno, Sheroazo, because the Rashi says that when it says Pam Risheno, it means the Pam Risheno to the first episode. And when it says Pam Shio, it means when it means Pam Rishayno means the first three after the first steps. So then the Bessi Yosef has said Tashi against the Rajbo, how does he explain Rabbi Dudin? Rabbi Dudin says, Omar Rabbi Dora, Pam Rishayno Shio Dai Shai, Shlichi Sitam Nisrei Tzum Kido, Lenu Kido. Vei Dobro Gimlein Isviro Aso Dai Shai, Hodok Chazi Bein Isma. So Omar Rakane, Omar Rakid, Omar Rav, Pam Rishayno Dai Shaito, Shnio Mitam Nisrei, Tzum Kido Likido. So the question is, now, in the case where she sees, so in the Kashi of the Bessi Yosef assume that when Rabbi Gidon says, Hodo Kochazye, Beineis, so Pam Rishayno Dai Shaito, so Pam Rishayno means the first year after the second hepsek of 9 days. So it's Dai Shaito. But Shnio Mitam Nisrei, the second year after the second hepsek of 9 days, so she's already in Tamil Israelis. So the Kashi is, why is she in Tamil Israelis? That's the kasha of the Vesyosa. V'ukshol Vesyosa, hoi tamrak sholis chiyeis, u'shtei aflogeis. So why should she be tamrak the Israelis? What happened to this woman? She's a Canadian. She had 3 years. So at first we thought that she established it as a kavuah. Then she had the hefsek of dumayis. That was the first hefsek of dumayis. So that hefsek of kavuah was abolished, was revoked. Then she had again after the first hefsek. Then she had again a hefsek of 9 days of dumayis, and she had a riyah. So the first riyah is dayishayim. Then the second riyah, 30 days later. After the first riyah that took place on the second 90th day, so it's already the time of the slaves. So the kasha is, why is it the time of the slaves? Why is it the time of the slaves? Her income like shorish means, which they are flogies. How many are flogies shorish do we have? Two afrogis, not three. Two we have 3 riyas. One riyah is the first riyah after the hefsek, after the first hefsek of 90 days. Then the second riyah, the second riyah the first riyah after the second hefsek of 90 days. So the second riyah that took place, that was the first year after the second hefsek of 90 days. So this was a year with haploge of 90 days. Then, the third year was 30 days removed from the first year after the second hefsek of 90 days. So we have 3 years, but the 3 years involved two separate afrogis, not one afrogi. One fixed aflogi, but two separate aflogis. In other words, two, it involved the aflogi of 90 days and the aflogi of 30 days. So why is he tamer Israelis? That's the kasha by the Yosef against the kasha. Alright. Vukshol Bis Yosef, hoi kam rakshomish riyes, u'shtei aflogis, 3 riyes, but two separate aflogis. U'mitarkach kosar, נראה להתחיל לתת ראש של רבי יוסף ולפורש הביא אבישים שרוע עשו לאחר יוסו שרוע עשו אך השרוב הוא אומר שרוע שנעיז כל רבי שאינו. So רבי יוסף says something that is very important. He says when Rabbi Gidl discusses twice Kohazi Beinis, once he discusses Kohazi Beinis after the first hefsek of 90 days, then he discusses Kohazi Beinis after the second hefsek of 90 days. So Rav Gidl says, Kohazi Beinis mai, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Pam Rishenu Ishni Yoda Yishayno, Shlish is mitano Meisleis, Om Pkido Pkido, Veido Volo Dimleis, Viro Asu Da Yishayno, Hodo Kohazi Beinis mai, Omer Rav Kane, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Pam Rishenu Yoda Yishayto, Shni Yom Mitano Meisleis, Om Pkido Pkido. So the Rashbo has reference to the second Beinis, the Deinis that she had after the second hefsek of Gimuenis, Beinis, after the second hefsek of 90 days. So when Rav Gidl says, Pam Rishino Daishaito, so Pam Rishino, in the second member of Rav Gidl, so Pam Rishino does not have reference to the first Riyah after the second hefsek of 90 days. But Pam Rishino means the first Riyah after the first Riyah after the second hefsek of 90 days. It's a big day. And then, so it becomes very strange, because Rav Gidl says two members. First member of Rav Gidl discusses the status of the woman in the Riyah's tamis after the first hefsek of 90 days. The second member of Rav Gidl discusses the status of the woman in the Riyah's tamis after the second hefsek of 90 days. So in the first member of Rav Gidl, so the Bais Yosef concedes that when Rav Gidl says in the first member, Pam Rishino Shni Yoda Yishayto, so Pam Rishino means the first Riyah the first kriya after the first epsek of 90 days. And chiyo means the second kriya after the first epsek of 90 days. In the second, so in the first member of Rav Gibo, parmesheno means literally parmesheno. Kipshute. Parmesheno means the first initial kriya after the first epsek. But in the second member of Rav Gibo, Rav Gibo also employs similar expressions, Pambusheno and Chiyo. So their Pambusheno doesn't mean the first Priya after the second epsilon of 9 days, but it means the first Priya after the first Priya after the second epsilon, which in fact is the second Priya after the second epsilon. So, I mean, there is no parallelism. So, this is what the Siyos says. Now, so the Yosef says, שאומר פעם ראשינו די שייטו, ושניו מטעם ישראלית, ואומר השפו, תסביר לי, ורב גילו עושה עלו בדיוק כזה. Now this involves another השפו. I mean, it would be good if you go over inside the Rasabayis. You should go with the Rasabayis and the Rasabayis, and Mishnah Rasabayis and that union. Because the Rasabo says that this Gemara of Rav Gibo accords not only with the Shita of Rebbe, but it accords with the Shita of Rabshim Lambir also. Because we got the best as we passed like Rabshim Lambir. So in other words, there is a machleket between Rabshim Rebbe and Rabshim Lambir as whether two times constitute Chazoke. Rebbe says so, and Rabshim Lambir says three times. So the Rashbo mentions a Shita that when Rav Gibo says, when Rav Gibo says Pamushino Dai Shaito Shio Mitanim Israelis, so it only accords with Rebbe, but it doesn't accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so we need another time. So the Rashbo is chelik, and he says that this accords even with Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is what he means. So, well, Rashbo is really Rav Gibo Salim in Hilchas, because we passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So still Rav Gibo's din is true, Alim Rav Shimon Gamliel, Koshe, the Pam Rishema Mashma, This is the Bes Yosef's right. Because how could, in other words, the Bes Yosef says that according to the Rashbo, so the Pam Rishema doesn't mean in the second member of Rav Gibo. So Pam Rishino doesn't mean the first Priya after the second epsek of 90 days. Because if it means the first Priya after the second epsek of 90 days, so how many Priyas are there altogether after the second epsek of 90 days? 2 Priyas. So, and according to Rav Shimon, so Bishon, according to Rebbe, we could have. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that 2 times do not establish Chazokin. Only 3 times. When do we have here 3 times? So that's the Bes Yosef's Raya. That if when the Raya, according to the Rashbo, so in the second member of Rav Gibo, when he says Pam Rishino, he doesn't mean the first Priya after the second epsek of 9 days. But he means the first Priya after the first Priya, after the second epsek. So actually it means, that means the first becomes the second, and the second becomes the third. So we have 3 years after the second hefsek of 9 days. So maybe it establishes Chazok in the contraction of Daniel. But if you are going to say that in Chaptikul second memory, when he says Pam Bishenu, he means the first year after the second Hetzik of 90 days. So, and Pam Shnio means the second year. So altogether, how many years do you have after the second Hetzik of 90 days? 2 years. How do we have a Chazoke? According to Shem Gamliel, we have to have 3 years of Chazoke. So, obviously, the Bais Yosef says, according to Rashbo, Pam Rishenu in the second member of Abgibu means the first 3 years after the first 3 years, after the second Hefsek of 90 days. So, it's really the second 3 years. So, we have the first 3 years after the second Hefsek of 90 days, then we have the second, and then we have the third. So in other words, according to the Bais Yosef, Shat and Rashbo, so Rishenu becomes Shnio, and Shnio becomes Shlishis. So we have 3 years. So maybe even according to Shem Gamliel, it breaks the Cheskas Siluk Domi, and the Mele is become a Mises. This is Israel. Said V'chizik Perushe, the Kosher Yehudi Rabbi Basrais, Shalom Tavu Shir Dai Shai, Toshim Tam Yisrais, Vol Rashbo Disvirlei, the Rabbi Dos Alu Nil Chesei Alu Be Kontra Shem Gamliel, that we need 3 years in order to establish Chazoke, Kosher, the Pag of Yishenu Mashma, the Hayei Yisrael, the Pag of Yishenu, the Chati Misefeino, the Kom Adonai Yishenu Mitam Yisrais, Vol Rashim Gamliel, the Mikva Abeset, the Chetira Yit, Pag Shal Yishis Misefeino, El Al Koko, the Pag of Yishin Kom Adonai Yishetira Achav Yuzu, the Shalim Nalei, Hodo Chazi Beinesman, Nitzo Yishenu Mikom Ahitimu, Liri Asefeino, the Chidu Nikedem Mishmoshton, Roaso Bisef Dimleineis, Nitzo, Tam, Al Mavilis, Mishom Yishakwalos, Ad Kamishen, ואני אשתי, בקישור חודש, על רבינו בעל בס יוסף, שהוא אבייר הזה, רימה וגם אחר הפסוק השניו, אם תראה, הוא כמו אחר הפסוק הראשינו, בעניין של תהיה מוחזקס, בידה מנח הדין וריאס, מן הפסוק השניו, ואם כן שניו הרגיבו, כמו שכל זה פוצה, אם כן הרגיבו דיו רבינו, וגם אייסה ובספייסה, וכל המחסה, כי הוא אומר לה, וגם פיסה כאן, ושניו, it is very strange because the washing of Rav Gidl has 2 memories. In the first memory, Rav Gidl discusses the status of the woman if she sees in his families after the first Hefsek of 90 days. And then the second memory of Rav Gidl discusses the status of the woman if she sees in his families after the second Hefsek. In the first memory, he says, Pam Rishenu Shnio Dayashanto. And only Rio, Pam Shnishis is the Tam Yisrael. In the second memory, he says, Pam Rishenu Dayashanto. Pam Shnio, the second year, is Mitam Yisrael. So, but according to the Yosef Pshat and the Rajbo, so the Pam Rishenu in the second memory is really Pam Shnio. So then, Rav Gidl doesn't distinguish between the re-estanis, the in-estanis after the first Hefsek, and the re-estanis, the in-estanis after the second Hefsek. It's the same aloche in the first memory. So he says the first 2 years after the first Hefsek. So it's Dayashaito, and in the second memory he says in the Pam Rishenu is Dayashaito, but Pam Rishenu means Pam Rishenu Ushio, because Rishenu means the first 3 years after the first 3 years after the second Hefsek. So why was he formulated in such a way? It's very strange. אבל כשתראה אוי פעם שלישית עם השתי ריאס האחרינס תר זה כבר משנו ואילו הבייז מגלינס על אוריו משנו שלהויסו במקרה עד כאן משנו ואחר משנו פשיטה בקוי על מה שתראו עשו אחר הפסוק המשנו די על מה שתראה אחרו קושה מה יש לי שתסחה זה כי על מריאו שאחרו לאחרו מריאו שאחר הפסוק ודאי גם היא תסחה ספו על דריאו שאחרו. Because Rashbo says that if she is a Bnei Kis, so she's the Cheskas Misoiket Dam, even though she established But then she had the Hefsek of Tzadikei and some Mele. That Hefsek was bottled absolutely. Some Mele, she has to start from scratch. Some Mele, even if she has a Rie after the Hefsek of 9 days, so that we consider as an accident. So if she has two more Ries after the first Rie after the Hefsek of Gimlaines, so then we are mitzaring the first Rie too. And we say, no, what was originally considered as an accident is not really an accident. There were two other Ries. So mainly, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so we have three Ries. So it establishes, it constitutes a chazok. This is what the Rashi says. So, Vach Hashem Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mashe, In the second Loshon of Rav Gidl, means the second member of Rav Gidl. So means really Pam Shmio. So the Mele, the Pam Rishino in the first member of Rav Gidl should also mean the first after the first episode. So then it means that when she sees she has any stance after the first episode of 9 days, so there must be 4 years. And when she has eight stamens, after the second episode of 9 days, she must have 3 years. Why? And so then we have to say that according to Beis Yosef, when the Gemara in the second memory says Parvishino, it really means the second year, the first year after the first year. But in the first member of Rav Gidl, when he says Parvishino, he means literally the first. So there is no parallelism. So the Mamshach, it's Mukshe. El Adobo, Kibush Safuil, the Bahapsokeshil Abadino Kahapsokeshino. We should start a Hakim Hodo Shuddis, yes. We start for Elobia Akas Akhenes Nishasko Kamavishino, Shelwaso Akarapsokeshino, the Hedgebain Shonish, yes. So maybe the task comes to the conclusion, and this is the only conclusion to which you can come. The Vesios of Shat is really very strange, extremely strange. So he says, obviously, when Rav Gidl says in the first member, Pavlishenko, he means literally Pavlishenko, the first three after the first episode. When Rav Gidl discusses the in its families in the second member, so in the second member he discusses in his families after the second episode of Tzadikei. So he also means it literally. Pavlishenko means, but then you ask, the Beis Yosef asks, so how does our people say in the second memory that Pam Rishino is Barishaito, Pam Shio? So is becoming slaves. But after all, there are only 2 days after the second hefsek of Himlaines. So the answer is, so what if there are only 2 days? We are mitzarif the first year after the first hefsek also in the series of 3 years. In other words, in order to break the siluk dam, the cheska siluk dam of Bisho, there have to be 3 years after the first episode of 90 days. So because the first episode of 90 days put the woman into the category of Mislekes Dam. The moment she had the readers down after the first step, second 100 days, that started to undermine the Cheskas Mishleketah. So that was the first day. Then there was again the Hefsek of 90 days, and then there was the first Riyah after the second Hefsek. So that's the second Riyah in the series of Riyahs that undermined the Cheskas Mishleketah. Then 30 days later, she had another Riyah. So it's the third Riyah. So what? So the point is this, between the first Riyah and the second Riyah, there was a flow of 90 days. Between the second Riyah and the third Riyah, there was a flow of 30 days. So what? Because of that, she cannot establish a Hefsek Kavua. But it certainly is effective in breaking the Cheskas Mishleketah down. This is what he said. Oh. ועל כוח כמה שקוס ברשבו וכוח בפרושינו מספור משפטו ורבקיתו היברונו שאין חיזר לסלחס קדומים עד שכר זה מתין להיד שלו שליץ הוא קשור לרשבו על זה ורבקיתו לא מפר משינו ולחיל לקורי על פר משינו ממש הניקים מהפסוקת ואם קמצו יכולים שתי ריאס מחול אחרות על זה תירנץ דאח פר משינו קורי על איסו שאחר הפסוקת ועל כוח השפטו מורזקס לדם משלו שליץ ועל זה סיים דרך של ריצי שורש הפוגס פידש לפי פי זה שפידשנו דרך הפסוק הכל משמור הם לך בעייסה דנקת גימו הפוגס מצב ומצב דימו ימפורשי פעם ושאינו על איסו שקיד מהפסוק נמצו שאין כמה לא גימו ביאס ושתי הפוגס מצב ומצב אבל השניח את אחד עם שורש הפוגס שורש that's in the price when there were three הפסוקס of 90 days each זה דהיינו שמצאותן עכשיו גם רביעו שקיד מהפסוקת אלא אם מוזקת בידם אינו מצאותן מאיסו והחקו ניחי מסייל ישראל או ניחי מדרך מחמיה משם דרך ארץ כאח הכוס מכן וניס מסית הבית הבית על תירס הבית הול כוס הבגלתי דיפם משינו הנוריד או משינו זה בית הבית that's the whole, that's not the question so the whole says דיפם משינו הנוריד או משינו שאח הפסוקת משינו ואחר הפסוק השמיעו מייל גם כי ריו משנינו שאחריו ומי שתראה אוי ריו שלישי ביקירו כלשהו דמחנה שפיתם עם ישראל כי אם דעתו נריכי כל ריו השלישי תנעמי כוסה אפשר השבוע אי אפשר שתזו שכוסה והשבוע ומשנה לסבי ישראל מוכן, במשום אשר כוס הפיסה השיטו, ובאמס הוא עצמי כוס הפקן, ויסידו יופי, הרי שקיבלתי פרידס הרשבו, שהוא עצמי שפירו שקן, ובאמס הוא פירו פשוטי, במשנחרתי, והבסיוסף אחו, והבסיוסף ואחו, כמו לכל מזל, ויוצאו בכם לסעיון, כל הציר הזה. So he mentions that רשבו, in משנה לסבי, says explicitly that in the Pam Rishayno, in the second memory of Rav Gittel means the first Riyah after the second Hefsek. The second Hefsek. Not the way the Bes Yosef, not the way the Bes Yosef explained it. So in other words, what the Taz says is very, very stark. Because true, in order to establish a Hefsek Kavua, so then there has to be a fixed pattern. But here we are not concerned with establishing the Sikhua. We are concerned that the woman should not be the Cheskas Mishleketah. Now, in the main case, is the Cheskas Mishleketah. And even though she established originally the Sikhua of 3 years, but once she had a Hefsek of 9 days, so that Sikhua became bottom of the bottle. But, so after she had, when she had the first year, after the first Hefsek of 90 days, that started to undermine the Cheskas Mishleketah. So that was the first year. Then there was another Hefsek of 90 days, so that was the second year. The second year. And then there was the third year after 30 days, so it's the third year. What is this for? Of the Bes Yosef, of course. The Bes Yosef Pshat L'Hashbo is a big Nechak in the Roshi of Rav Gittel. It goes without saying. But we have to understand the Svore of the Hashbo. In other words, the Bes Yosef, I mean, the Svore of the Bes Yosef. The Bes Yosef Svore is In other words, just as we said that if Athanasius had 3 riyas in accordance with a certain pattern, every 20th day, every 25th day, and then she had a hefsek of 9 days, so that vesicle blood becomes potum mivutuli gamle, and it's chosol mikabimso, so mele, the Yosef holds, the same way, if a woman had a hefsek Athanasius, after establishing the vesicle blood, in accordance with a certain pattern, she had a hefsek of 9 days. So that was the battle absolutely. The whole vesicle blood of Athanasius. Then she had a riyah. So true that riyah started to undermine the cheskas yudam. But then she again had the hefsek of another 9 days. So just as the first 9 days was effective in annulling and revoking the beset kavua that the Athanasius already established, so mainly the second hefsek of 9 days is certainly effective in revoking the undermining of the cheskas yudam, because after she had the riyah after the first hefsek of 9 days, so that riyah originally started to undermine the cheskas yudam. But then again, 9 days passed by without dam, so that negated the undermining done by the first riyah for the first hefsek. So there, she has to have 3 other riyahs. She has to start from scratch again. So that's why the Rosh Yosef was forced to come to this deichak. To this day, Hak can say that in the second memory of Abdidol, when he says Pam Rishenko, he doesn't mean Pam Rishenko literally, but he means Pam Rishenko after the first riyah, after the second hefsek. But according to the Taz, so it's alright, it means the first riyah after the second hefsek. Because the riyah after the first hefsek is not negated. So, but the Rosh Yosef's longest is no. Just as the first hefsek of 9 days negated the vesek kavua established by the Athanasius in the 3 years that you had, so the second hefsek of 9 days certainly negates this riyah, the effect of this riyah that started to undermine the cheskas yudam. So maybe she has to start from scratch again to undermine the cheskas yudam. So in order that it should be mitame b'Yisrael, she has to have, after the second hefsek of 9 days, 3 riyahs. But Rabbeinu, the second member, says, Pam Rishono, Dayoshaito, Pam Shino, in mitame b'Yisrael. So he says, Pam Shino doesn't mean Pam Shino, it means Pam Shnishis, and Pam Rishono means Pam Shino. That's the machlokes in the longest between the Beis Yosef and the Taz. But as far as the lashon of the Gemara is concerned, so there is no doubt that the Beis Yosef's pshat in the Gemara of Abdul represents a very good deicha.
Shir Samachas and Nida Yoredeh Yud Cheshvan Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel, October 27, 1982, on Wednesday.
Now, it's based, he's Masik on the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef mentions a Dechak Pshat in the Rashbo. A Dechak Pshat in the Rashbo. In connection with the Gemara of Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol Kamaise, Rav Gidol Pasraise. Now, and the Taz is Chilik on Beis Yosef. Now, you should have the tool, the Beis Yosef, with you. So, I mean, I just want to go over the lashon of the Beis Yosef inside. Now, that means Zayin. Because the Taz is Masik on Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, one of the rights of the Beis Yosef says, in the Gemara of Rav Gidol, so how could it, the Rav Gidol Pasraise says, Hodo chazie beis, kafiut. Hodo chazie beis. That means after the second hepsek of Gimleis. She is a Gimleis. And then she had a hepsek of 90 days without doubt. And she saw that after 90 days. And then she again had a hepsek of 90 days. And then she saw the instance. So Rabbeinu, that's Rabbeinu Basalis. Now Rabbeinu Kamai says, reference in the case where she had the woman that the Meike said only one hepsek of 90 days, and she saw that. Then it's Kochaz Yebeinis. So is so tam shein ushliyo daishaito shlishi tam esleis, and she saw that tam shein ushliyo 30 days removed from each other. So the first 2 days. Haflogi of 30 days removed from each other, so it's daishaito, and the third one is mitame beisleis. Then Rabbeinu Basai says reference to the case where she had two absentee of gimleis. In other words, 90 days without dam, and after 90 days without dam, she saw dam on the 90th day. Then again, 90 days without dam, and on the second 90th day, so she again saw dam. Then Hoda Kochazi Beis. She saw that 30 days later. So the first time is Daishaita. The second time, so Mitam Beislaits. So the question that the Rajbo raised, I mean, so the Siosef raised against the Rajbo. How can it be Mitam Beislaits? The Rajbo himself says that this Gemara goes out with Rav Shimon Gamliel also, not only out with Rebbe, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so 2 years do not come to the Chazoke, only 3 years. So the question is, how does Rabbeinu Basai say that Pav Rishenu, Holok Hazimim is Pav Rishenu Daishayu? That means she saw 30 days as of the second 90th day. So she saw down is Daishai. And then again, 30 days later, the second 30th. So she saw down is already Tam Yisrael. How many years in a floge of Shlishi Yin Bichehe? 2 years. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, 2 years do not establish a Chazoke. So how can the Rajbo say that this Gemara goes in Malin Rav Shimon Gamliel? If it goes Malin Rav Shimon Gamliel, so in the second Rabbeinu Basai said she only had 2 years in a Chazoke of 30 days. So why is it Tamar Israel? So the Rajbo says that when the Rajbo, the Rish Yosef says, that according to Rajbo, when Rabbeinu says in Rabbeinu Basai, so Rabbeinu mentions Pav Rishenu, it doesn't mean Pav Rishenu the first Kriya after the second Hefsek of 90 days, but it means the Pav Rishenu after the first Kriya after the Hefsek, the second Hefsek of Gimel. So it's really Pav Shlio. In other words, it's Pav Rishenu in the sense is the first Kriya Saploge of Lamed Yei. Pav Rishenu in that sense. So in other words, the Tenekes had one hefsek of 90 days without Lam. She had a 90th day, she had her years down. Then again, a hefsek of 90 days without Lam. And the second 90th day, she had again her years down. Then, 30 days later, so she had a Rias down. So 30 days later, she had a Rias down. The 30th day is of the second 90th. So that was really the second day. So that was really the second day. And so the Mele, so it turns out, so this Rie, the Pav Rishenu is the second Rie after the second 90th. So it's like Shaito. Shino Mitanami explains that it's the third Rie as of the second 90th. So it's Mitanami explains. So that really is, first of all, the Rie of the second 90th. Then 30 days later is the second Rie. That's the Pav Rishenu. And then 30 days later again, that's the Pamshio, so it's the third year. So it's the third year. So in such a case, so it's Mitabu Nisan. So the Taz is Masitam Nisyoset, because it appears, apparently, so in other words, so it appears, so the Taz apparently understood the Nisyoset the same. That the Yosef says that only in Rabbeinu Bas Aise, Pamushenu means the second Rie, after the first Rie, after the Hefzik of the Ladies. But in Rabbeinu Kamaise, Pamushenu means manage the first Rie, after the Hefzik of the Ladies. So, why should there be such a variance? After all, Rabbeinu uses the same motion, Pamushenu Rabbeinu Kamaise, and he uses the motion. So if Pamushenu Rabbeinu, the second member of Rabbeinu, means the second Rie, so in Rabbeinu Kamaise it should also mean the second Rie. So that's very strange. So the name of the Taz is clear, and the Taz says that the Pshat in the Rashi is Kipshutei. So Rabbeinu Kamaise says, when Rabbeinu Kamaise says, Hodok Chazi Beinus, Pam Bishenu Shiyo Da Yeshayit, or Shmish Nitam Nisrei, so it's like this. Now Rabbeinu Kamaise says, what is the case where the Dinekes had only one Hefzik of Gimelinus? So 90 days passed by without down. And the 90th day she saw down. Then, so that's Pam Bishenu is Da Yeshayit. Then 30 days later, she saw down against Daishai. Then 30 days later, she saw down, so then it's Mitam Israelis. Why is it Mitam Israelis? Why is it Mitam Israelis? Because she was already Huzuko Nirdis down, even though she was not Huzuko Nirdis down in this, certainly in a fixed pattern, but it's Huzuko Nirdis down. In other words, Until the first Rie, so until the first Rie, so she was Becheskas Mislekes Dam. Then, when after 90 days, devoid of Dam, so she saw Dam, so that Rie, the first Rie, after the first Hefzik of Kimoines without Dam, started to undermine the Cheskas Mislekes Dam. That was the first Rie that started to counteract and to undermine the Cheskas sealing down. Then, 30 days later, she had the Rie again. So it's the second Rie that is undermining the Cheskas sealing down. Then, 30 days later again, a third Rie. So we have three Ries that are undermining the Cheskas sealing down. So maybe she tapped his legs. So the Cheskas Mislekes Dam is spoken. That's in Rabbeinu Kamaise, according to Taz. And then in Rabbeinu Bas Aise, so she had one Rie after the first 90 days. So that first Rie, the first Rie at the end of the first steps of Gimelinus, so that started, that was the first Rie in the series of Ries that are undermining the Cheskas Mislekes. Then, the second episode of Gimelinus had a Rie after the second episode of Gimelinus. The second episode of Gimelinus, and the end of Rie. So it's the second Rie that started to undermine the Cheskas Sealing Down. And then, so, in this case, where, so, if there was one Hefzik of Gimelinus without dam, and then she had a Riaz dam, and so how does the Taz explain the second memory of Rabbino? So, Pam Vishenyo, Holok Hazibay Isman, Omrav Kan Omrav, Gil Omrav, Pam Vishenyo Dayeshai. So, if she saw, so in other words, so, first of all, she had to be down after the first steps of the ways. After the first steps of the ways. And then, so she see the Cheskas, Silda. And then another Cheskas of the ways is passed by. And then again she had Eliyazdan. So that is the Pam Vishenyo. So it's Dayeshai. Then 30 days later, again Eliyazdan. So it's the third Rie that started to undermine the Cheskas in the Dan. So three Ries that undermine the Cheskas in the Dan. So the melee she becomes a Basdomi. So it's Mitama Meis Reis. Even though we do not follow in a fixed pattern, but it doesn't make any difference. In other words, it has to be in a fixed pattern in order to establish a Chesed Kavuah. But in order to undermine the Cheskas of Dam, so as long as there are 3 years, even though the 3 years do not take place in one pattern, but one year, two years took place in a pattern of 90 days removed, and the other year in a pattern of 30 days removed. But they are mitzvah, so we mail it. So, what the Chazivay is man, Omarav Kan, Omarav Gid, Omarav, Pam Vishenyo Da Yishayto, in other words, Pam Vishenyo, that's the first year after the second Hepsik of Timurides, in other words, the second 90 days, so that's the Pam Vishenyo. So, but then 30 days as of the second 90 days, so it's the Pam Vishenyo. Why? Because we already have 3 years. The Rie on the first 90 days, the Rie on the second 90 days, and Pam Vishenyo 30 days later. So 3 years, so the Mele, she is the Cheskas Gomi. So the Mele, it's Mitama Meisleis. This is how the Taz explains the Rashi. Now let's see what Nikudas HaKesef says. Nikudas HaKesef says, Mitaz Sittot Nemim, Mashi Kosa Bekinu Ish Dibu HaRashbo, Dibu HaRashbo, V'Rab Gidu Dvor Of Nechim, Abo Mashi Helo Omim Yedine, Ikinei Kishero Asotu Bomim, Chishesh Esvibes Chimgogu Ayinir Mikrao, din kein hier kosu a rajbo ba to ba khabe ramo bis tome din khishesh es lebes shi ni gwa au el nirali di khom ni kapo pin pu ni shara rajbo e ni ya un khira di din ne ke shoga ni ni e lu in tu me ni shoga wa shen devido bi shen ni stav di na ti ni ni lebes to gwa di dam di din ne ke rio bi shen no mi stav avo di shen ni lebes to gwa in khishesh es pa shen ti ra ke mash ni shadi ba rajbo ba to ba khin khamo du ואף אדם כשרוע עשו רי יודעים הוא מיתן למסרעיץ, היינו לידן שאם רוע עשו מיתן למפריע, אבל כל כשרוע רוע עשו, אם נחישש השם התירה, כאילו שהוא כל כך בבסת, דכרו לו, תנאי כס אם נחישש השם, ולבסת שם כלו. In other words, because the Taz encounters a certain difficulty, because the Loshin in the Mechaber is, חוץ או נראיץ, ואפי לחוץ עולים את בי סדימי של סולימודו, ליבס בן נחישסס, עד שתר זה הרי תקריאנו גימו פעמי. What is the Loshino? תקריאנו גימו פעמי. What does it indicate? That indicates, in other words, there has to be 3 years in accordance with a fixed pattern. So when you have it in accordance with a fixed pattern, if a woman did not sit down for 90 days, then she saw down. Then again, 90 days go down, the second 90th down. Then again, 90 days without down, the third 90th down. So then, it's in accordance with the fixed pattern. But if a woman did not sit down for 90 days, then the first 90th she saw down. Then again, no down for 90 days, the second 90th she saw down.